The Housing, Human Services, Health, and Culture Committee, which passed the ordinance, received a lot of praise from people in the medical marijuana business. Oscar Velasco Schmitz is the founder of Dockside Co-op, a medical marijuana dispensary in the Fremont neighborhood.
This is an industry that is burgeoning, that is helping people, that is creating local jobs. And we are Americans participating in this industry. And so I commend you for standing out and standing up for a very just cause.
But some in attendance had a lot of questions. Sean Bell lives in the University District.
In my neighborhood, we presently have 3 dispensaries that we know of. When does 3 become 6, 6 become 10, etc.? Zoning issues need addressing. What is the impact on surrounding property values? What is the impact if dispensaries multiply?
The ordinance does not get so specific as to decide how many dispensaries will be allowed or even where they can operate. That's because the council is trying to walk a very fine legal line. There's the prohibition of marijuana by the feds on the one hand and the unclear state regulations regarding dispensaries on the other. What the city measure does is just require marijuana shops to meet the same requirements any small business has to. In response to a question, the council was told that, legal or not, businesses in the city can be required to meet such things as building codes. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.